There's another important aspect of Gevura, is that Hashem holds back. The Gemara, the end of Maseches Yoma, where Daniel does not want to say Hagibar because Hashem's might was not obvious, because the Jewish people went into captivity, went into Galus. Ahe Gevurasa, where's his might now? The Anshe Knesset HaGdaila said, no, we need to say the word Hagibar. Zoy Gevuras Gevurasa Shekoivish Es Yitzray. That Hashem holds back. Noisin Erech Apayim L'Rashayim, Hashem is long suffering for the wicked. Says Rashi that Hashem holds back all the times that we're in Galus. What does this mean? Where are we meant to get from this? What does it mean Hashem is Kovish as Yitzray? Hashem has a Yitzah. A Yitzah is a desire. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire to be Noikin, says the Pritzadik. To take it out on the enemies of the Jewish people, but he doesn't. He waits, he bides his time, and there you can see his Gevura. Because there are two sides to the same coin. It's the same Gevura that Hashem holds back from punishing those who are wicked. And that we benefit from that too. Kavosh Baruch Hu is Kavosh as Dinoi. Excuse me. We learn it from a pasuk. Vayibishachis Elokim, Vayizka Elokim is Avram, Shalach is light. His name Elokim is Din, and he holds back. He holds back. He remembers the Chesed of Avram to save light. And therefore Hashem is a gibor because HaKovish is Yitzray. That Hashem holds back his anger. He gives place for rachamim. He gives place for mercy. He gives place and time for tshuva to take place. For Klal Yisrael and even for the nations of the world. That's Gevura. The Ramak in Toma Dvaira says that this praise that we give Hashem, that he's mizgabar on his kaas, that he holds back, he doesn't get angry, is this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a melech ne'elav, soivel albayin, he's a king. Hashem is a king who is abused, hurt, harmed in some way. He holds his disgrace. So it's an impossible thing to say. But humanity angers Hashem. But Hashem is not the God of fire and brimstone, of zapping people left, right, and center. Everyone, in some way, violates the Ratzon Hashem. And Hashem doesn't just blast them into oblivion and destroy them. Because no one would exist. No one would be able to manage. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Seivel El Baino. That's his Gevura. That he holds back. Micha, Micha, Baal, Gevura, Yismidai Melach. We'll get to that. But HaGibor is Hashem's ability to hold back, to show tremendous restraint, to make space for us, to allow us to make mistakes, and ultimately to come back to Him. That's Gevura Hashem. Otherwise, this world wouldn't be able to manage. We feel His strength through His restraint. Think about ourselves, mirroring, mapping Hashem's midas, Ezer, give our kovish, yitzra. Where we show real strength, our strongest, when we show restraint.